So this is a hypnosis session, the second hypnosis session for calm, confident speech. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, allow your shoulders to drop down, allow the muscles in your tummy to relax. And throughout this hypnosis session, you'll hear suggestions that are meaningful to you, and you can pay attention to those and you can disregard the rest. It's not important to try to block out sounds or force anything to happen. Just allow things to flow as they will. If you notice your mind drifts off or is distracted by anything, you can just gently bring your attention back to your breath, to the sounds of my words, and to the growing sensations of relaxation in your body. Many people throughout hypnosis will wonder if anything is happening or if they've fallen asleep. That's typical. However, hypnosis just simply deeply focused concentration. At times you'll go mildly hypnotized, moderately hypnotized, deeply hypnotized, and this will vacillate over the course of the hypnosis. It's most important just to allow things to flow as they will. Don't try to force this or make it be a certain way. So now if you're ready to learn a technique that'll help you speak more calmly, but more importantly, more confidently, with more ease and greater confidence. Just allow your head to nod up and down. So now with your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows through to the top of your head. Looking straight upwards, take a long, slow, deep breath in and hold it. Holding that breath, allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to stare upwards under your closed lids. Holding, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now let that breath out and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And so with every long, slow, deep breath in, I'd like you to do your best to breathe in through your nose, focusing all your attention on the movement of the breath as you breathe in. Breathing in a gentle, rhythmic, calm way, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then as you exhale out, just releasing the tension, releasing the tightness. Every exhalation, you can just imagine exhaling out any negative energy, tension, tightness, frustration, worry. Just blow it all out. So with every long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, focus all your attention on the movement of the air, on the breath as you breathe in. And then with every exhalation, focus all your attention on the wonderful sense of release you feel with every long, slow exhalation. Breathing all the way out and relaxing, just letting go of any tightness, any tension, any worry, just letting it all go. Allowing yourself to enjoy a brief mental and physical holiday just for you. Time for your mind and your body to just simply relax. And so in your way, at a pace that's reasonable for you, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through the nose, ever so slowly, rhythmically, just like a wave rolling in. And then exhaling out. Releasing that breath and letting go of any tightness, any tension, any worry, any stress. Just letting it all go and taking this time just for you. Just for you to experience a wonderful sensation of deep relaxation. And as you breathe rhythmically, calmly, in and out with every breath, every breath getting slower, getting deeper, getting easier. Every exhalation will bring a greater and deeper sense of relaxation to your entire body. And soon you may notice a gentle sensation of just floating. Floating, not a care in the world. The same sensation we feel when we drift off into sleep. We just float in a nothingness. It's a wonderful, calming sensation of just floating. Just a floating, suspended into a space of nothingness, not a care in the world. Nothing to bother us and nothing to disturb us. So with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and slowly out through your mouth, just exhaling and letting go. And slowly with every breath, you'll notice that curiosity and surprise by some of the sensations of relaxation you notice. You may become more aware of the sensation of lightness and floating in your feet, in your legs. Just as if your legs and your feet are just floating, getting lighter and lighter. It's a wonderful, carefree sensation. It's a wonderful sensation of just floating like a bird. Not a care in the world, just floating, drifting with every air current, every draft, just drifting lighter and lighter. Every long, slow, deep breath in. And every exhalation, just letting go more and more. Every exhalation, just releasing tension, tightness, releasing worry. So much so that eventually your thoughts begin to slow down in a very natural way. Slow down as if you're not really thinking about much at all. Not a care in the world, nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. Just floating, drifting, and letting go. Enjoying this mental and physical holiday where you can just drift off and not needing to pay attention to anything specific, just letting your breathing flow rhythmically, calmly, easily, all by itself. Wonderful, soothing breaths in and out, rhythmically, calmly, all by itself. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in and out, not needing to change the breath in any particular way, just enjoying its rhythmic quality, like a wave rolling in and back out to the ocean. Soothing, calming, rocking, gently soothing waves. Every exhalation, you'll notice with more and more curiosity and surprise other sensations of relaxation in your body. You might notice that wonderful sensation of lightness in your hands, as if your hands and your arms are floating along with your feet and your legs, floating easily, comfortably, not a care in the world. It's a wonderful, calming sensation. And every exhalation, just releasing tension, tightness out into the atmosphere. Every exhalation, just allowing more and more comfort to enter into your experience with every breath. Every inhalation is more rhythmic. It's deeper, slower, calmer. Every exhalation, just ridding your body of more and more tightness, more and more tension, just letting it go. Every breath, noticing more and more deep relaxation. similar to that wonderful sensation we feel when we're asleep, so deeply relaxed, so calm. Our whole body feeling wonderful, peaceful and calm. Our thoughts slowing down as if we're not really thinking about much at all. Gentle waves of easy relaxation with every breath, flowing easily throughout your body. Every long, slow, rhythmic, calm, deep breath in brings more relaxation into your experience. Every exhalation just releasing more and more tightness, tension, releasing it so that eventually all the tightness, all the tension, all the discomfort is leaving your body with every exhalation. Perhaps you've already noticed how those small muscles, the corners of your eyes, begun to soften, begun to relax. The muscles in the eyelids softening and relaxing. The muscles in the eyebrows and the forehead softening, smoothing out. Those tiny muscles at the corners of the mouth smoothing out and relaxing. Your eyes, your eyelids, your forehead, your cheek, your mouth, your jaw. Your face feels wonderfully relaxed, as if there's a warm face cloth, just soothing all those tired muscles, allowing them to smooth out and relax. Every exhalation just releasing more and more tightness. Releasing more and more tension, just letting go more, and enjoying that sensation of just floating, not a care in the world. Nothing to bother you, as if you're floating on an air mattress in a warm, relaxing pool, just floating, the warmth of the sun overhead. There's nothing to bother you, and there's nothing to disturb you. It's calm, it's peaceful, it's soothing. Perhaps already noticing too how the muscles in your hands have relaxed and in your arms. Perhaps one arm is more relaxed than the other. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is you notice the sensations of relaxation that you enjoy, that you find pleasing, that you find calming. Notice those sensations and enjoy. Allow yourself to enjoy the deep relaxation that comes with every breath. And you may have already noticed how one leg feels more relaxed than the other. Or perhaps they're equally as relaxed. It doesn't really matter, just so long as you enjoy the deep sensations of relaxation. Noticing too how your tummy muscles have begun to relax, soften and relax. Everything feels so much more enjoyable now. And you're noticing the sensations of relaxation that you enjoy, that you find calming. And the tension, tightness in the shoulders have begun to disappear. Every exhalation, the muscles in the shoulders and the neck just relax, smooth out. Relaxed muscles are smooth. They're longer. Relaxed muscles are smooth. Longer. And as the muscles relax, the tension will just float away. Float away up and out of your body with every breath and every exhalation. Just allowing that comfort to flow into your neck, your throat, your jaw. Just letting your whole upper body relax more and more. Wave upon wave of heaving, comfortable, healing relaxation. Allowing the arms and the legs to relax even further. Every exhalation, just letting go more and more. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count, with each number I say, I'll ask you take a soothing, calming breath in. And with each number I say, and with each breath you take in, you'll notice yourself more and more relaxed. So much so that a quarter of the way, half the way, you'll feel yourself more and more relaxed than you thought imaginable. So much so that when I reach the count of 10, you'll already feel deeply relaxed, deeply calm, at a depth that is comfortable for you. A deep, calming relaxation that's comfortable for you. And as you drift deeper and deeper, noticing more the wonderful sensations of deep relaxation and comfort, with each number I say, it's more calming, it's more soothing, it's more peaceful. And so one, when you're ready, take a long, slow, rhythmic, calming breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Let that breath all the way out. And let your body relax more and more. You may have already noticed how the furniture is fully supporting your body. And if you haven't, you will soon notice how your body feels like it's cocooned in the furniture, well supported under your head, your back, your legs. The furniture is fully supporting your entire body. And with every number I say, with every deep breath in, you'll notice yourself sink deeper and deeper, more and more supported, more and more relaxed. Slow, easy waves of pleasant relaxation flowing throughout your body. Comfort, calm. The sensations of deep relaxation in your forehead, around your eyes, your cheeks and your jaw, flowing down over your neck and your shoulders is a wonderful, enjoyable sensation. And you can take some time to really enjoy the deep relaxation now as you drift deeper and deeper. And two, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow. Good, and exhale and let go. Let go of any remaining tension throughout your body. And as you breathe regularly, as you breathe normally, with every regular, calming, rhythmic breath you take, you'll notice more and more soothing comfort throughout your body. You'll notice it with curiosity and enjoyment. Enjoying more and more relaxation as you drift deeper and deeper into the furniture. So well supported, so cozy, so comforted, not a care in the world. And three, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow. Good, and let that breath go, relaxing more and more. Enjoy more and more deep relaxation, more calming, soothing comfort in your hands, in your arms, in your feet, in your legs. Enjoying that sensation of just floating, not a care in the world. As you drift deeper and deeper, the sound of my voice will go with you. You'll be able to notice the sounds of my words, and the meaning of my words will resonate with you as you drift deeper and deeper. And four, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good. And letting go. Continuing to hear the sound of my voice. As you count with every breath, a wonderful, calming, soothing, relaxing feeling just flows over you. Calming, soothing, deep comfort and relaxation. And five, another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and letting go. Really noticing now how the calm, soothing waves of relaxation flowing over your chest and your tummy are bringing about a deep sense of comfort, a deep sense of calm that's so enjoyable, so soothing. And perhaps long before I reach the count of 10, you'll find yourself so deeply comfortable, not a care in the world. And six, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and letting go. Good. Noticing the sounds of my words drifting deeper and deeper. And seven, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Good. And let it go. Let that breath all the way out. Let your whole body float. Comfort, calm, soothing waves of relaxation. So enjoyable. Thoughts really slowing down now. You can recognize the sounds of my words and the meaning of those words. But your mind can drift off now. Drifting deeper and deeper now. Good. Eight. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good. And let it go. Let your whole body relax more and more. Nine. Take another deep breath in. Good. And let it go. Let that whole breath relax. Let your whole body relax more and more, enjoying more and more the wonderful sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be for you. Allowing yourself to enjoy it. And 10, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let it go. Drifting into deeper, deeper comfort and deeper relaxation. Continuing to allow the sound of my words to go with you. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take another deep breath. This time, I'll ask you to fill your lungs with nourishing oxygen. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, I'd like you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself relaxing, limply back, becoming more and more calm, more and more peaceful. More peaceful, more comfort, more calm than you felt in a long time. It'll be a really enjoyable experience. Deep calm, deep comfort, deeply relaxed. All right, when you're ready, take that deep breath in and hold it. Good, and hold it. And hold it. Good, and let it go. Let your whole body sink down, very comfortable, very relaxed. And continuing to drift deeper and deeper with every regular breath you take, with every word that is said. And you're so deeply relaxed and so calm. Your mind and your body is at ease. It's peaceful. It's calm, it's comfortable. And when our minds and our bodies are peaceful and calm, we can think more clearly. We can focus more intently. Our minds are more open to learning and to messages. So as you're feeling deeply relaxed now, more relaxed than you felt in a long time, a sense of detachment will be a wonderful feeling, and you can enjoy that feeling of just detaching, relaxing, and calm. And wherever you are, you can memorize this wonderful feeling of feeling calm, relaxed, and detached, just floating, not a care in the world. Detached from whatever's going around you. Detached from whatever's going on around you. But calm, peaceful, relaxed, but detached. And when you feel calm in your mind and your body, your mind is more open to suggestions, more open to learning, more open to growing. So much so that everything that I mention to your mind will sink in deeply there to help you, wherever you are, feel more calm, more confident, to help you speak in a calm, fluid, easy manner. This will be with you. You'll feel calm, deep relaxation, and detached. You'll feel less absorbed by distressing thoughts and feelings. You'll be able to float off and detach. Detach from any distressing thought, image, or feeling. You'll be able to, as if your mind just separates from your body, you float off, everything calms down, and you can just observe with a wise mind. You can use your wise mind to detach, to observe, to talk to yourself in a calming, soothing, comforting way. To talk to yourself in a positive, encouraging way. You can say kind, patient things to yourself. This sense of detachment will come faster for you and easier. You'll be able to float outside of your body, and your wise mind will be there to calm, to repeat some soothing, calming, positive statements. Whatever the situation, wherever you are, you'll have your wise mind with you. Your wise mind is a part of us that we all have. Our wise mind is reasonable. It's rational. It's mature. It's soothing. It's calming. It's encouraging. It's our wise mind that encourages to do things that are difficult, to face challenges, to overcome hurdles. It's our wise mind that encourages us to continue to grow, continue to challenge ourselves. This is our wise mind. And the voice of your wise mind may be the same as your own. It may be older. It may speak more slowly, more calmly, more deeply. It may speak faster, louder. I don't exactly know what your wise mind will sound like, but you do. And you can take a moment now to listen to your wise mind. Listen to the advice your wise mind gives you. The rational, reasonable advice, calming, soothing, positive advice, encouraging advice. Take a moment to listen to what the wise mind sounds like. And in the last 6 months, your wise mind has been growing stronger. The wise mind has helped you ride the sea train with ever-growing confidence and assurance. The wise mind has helped you face other challenges, going to class, staying in class, asking questions. The wise mind has enabled you to give presentations that you felt proud of. The wise mind has enabled you to interrupt any episodes of stuttering and to interject some calm and smooth speech. The wise mind is there for you, and it's been growing stronger. And the more you exercise your wise mind, the more you listen to your wise mind and the advice it gives you, the positive, calming, soothing statements it gives you, the stronger it'll get. This wise mind, this part of you, will continue to get stronger and stronger. And the reactive part of ourself that we all have will get smaller and smaller. The reactive part of ourself is the immature part of ourself. It makes us fearful of things. It makes us doubt ourselves. It makes us engage in old habits. But the wise mind encourages us to change old habits, to try new things, to do new things, to talk to ourselves in calming, soothing ways. So I'd like you to take a moment to think back on the last 6 months. Search through your recent memory in the last 6 months and identify the times where this wise mind has been there for you, even if it was only for a moment or two, 5 or 10 minutes, 20 minutes or an hour. Search through your memory. Come up with the times the wise mind has been there, calming, soothing, encouraging, either during presentations, during conversations, on the sea train, climbing towers, sitting in class. Identify these moments where the wise mind has been there for you. Let these memories, these true events, come to the forefront of your mind. In these situations, notice the confidence. Notice your posture. Notice what you are doing and saying to yourself that enabled you to face these challenges, engage in new habits, change your thinking. Listen to the wise mind. Really take some time to focus on what the wise mind was telling you. Focus on what was truly happening for you, how you were standing, looking, feeling in your body. Focus on the determination, the reason, the rationale, the optimism. It was all future focused in a positive way. The competence, the confidence, the wisdom. Take a moment to really focus on that in those situations. Feel that competence, that confidence, that wisdom that emanated from the wise mind. There's many, many situations, some small, some bigger, in the last 6 months you've conquered. It's been your persistence, listening to the wise mind, thinking about positive thoughts, positive outcomes. focused on your goals and overcoming these challenges. They're simply hurdles that need to be overcome. One hurdle at a time, building up this stack of hurdles you've overcome. Look back and see how many you've overcome. You've learned in the last 6 months many new skills. How to breathe calmly, deeply, persistently. How to change your thinking. How to face new and challenging situations. How to interrupt your stutter with a new breathing technique. Breathing and then speaking. Pausing, being more compassionate and kind with yourself. More accepting. You've learned a lot about how anxiety traps us into a certain way of thinking and how to change that thinking. You've learned about the anxiety response in the body and what that feels like. You've learned about the neurochemicals and hormones involved in anxiety and how it's uncomfortable. But nothing bad can happen. You've learned how to breathe deeply, calmly, so you no longer hyperventilate. Over the last 6 months, the amount of anxiety, the amount of panic has gone down. You've learned so many things, it's almost beyond belief how much you've learned. You've learned to take a breath and exhale and then begin speaking. You've learned all about hypnosis, accelerated resolution therapy, meditation and visualization. You've learned to make an okay symbol, remind yourself, I am okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. You've learned so many things. You've learned what catastrophizing is, and magnifying, and black and white thinking. You've learned so many things. And now you'll learn one more technique. I'd like you to take your unconscious mind and to drift ahead into the future. Drift ahead. A few months, 6 months, a year from now, whatever feels right to you. And envision a situation that you're in, giving a presentation, talking to friends and family, feeling calm, easy, fluid. Envision a time in the future where you're getting injections. You're in the hospital, it's no issue. Just like many other thousands do each and every day, this too is another hurdle you'll overcome. Just like speaking calmly and fluidly. Just like giving presentations with ease. This too will be things you accomplish in the future. So drift ahead. See this person, this version of you you've become. Talk to this future version of yourself. And ask this person, ask this future version, what life is like. No longer having these issues. No longer having this anxiety. How easy life is. How much more calm and confident you feel each and every day. How the possibilities become limitless. The world opens up. Possibilities open up. Take a moment to listen to your future self. As this future self describes for you the techniques he used to get there. What he told himself, what he did. How he persisted, how he chose to focus and believe in the positive. Knowing he could do it, having that persistence, that confidence, and that determination. Feel these words as they're spoken to you. See him, see how calm he feels. See how calm he looks. See his confidence. And I'd like you to now reverse roles with this future self. Really experience what it feels like to be in his body. Knowing you can do whatever you want to. You can get immunizations. You can get flu shots. You can give presentations. You can go into hospitals. You can talk to friends and family with ease. Reverse roles with this future self. Feel the confidence. Feel the calm. Feel the positivity. The optimism. The determination. Feel what it feels like to be in his body, to look around and see the world through his eyes. Look out from those eyes with the knowledge and the confidence that comes with knowing you can do whatever you want to do. There's no can'ts anymore. The can'ts are gone. There's no hurdles. The hurdles are gone. You can do it. You can do whatever you want to do. Now bring this feeling, this person, this identity back with you to the present. Bring this calm and confidence, this optimism, this positivity, this determination, the ability to think calm, soothing, positive thoughts. Bring this back with you. Feel the posture and bring it back with you. And from now on, whenever you feel anxiety, whenever you hear yourself say anxious things to yourself, you'll be able to stop. S-T-O-P, stop. Seeing that octagonal red and white stop sign, and you'll bring that future self with you to the moment. And you'll hear yourself, feel yourself, say positive, calming, soothing statements. I can do this. One hurdle at a time. Keeping myself calm. Thinking positively, persisting. One hurdle at a time. Positive, calm, optimistic. Positive, calm, optimistic. One hurdle at a time. Congratulating your successes. So take a moment to picture a situation that may come up in the next few days. Picture yourself practicing this, bringing that future self today to the today, thinking calmly and positively, doing some breathing and engaging that determination. That determination, that calm, that confidence, and that optimism. Take a moment while I'm quiet to practice that. One hurdle at a time. See yourself, feel yourself being calm, confident, optimistic, determined. Calm, confident, optimistic, and determined. Feel what that feels like in your body. Embrace it. And make a commitment to yourself to practice this each and every day. In big ways, like listening to the hypnosis, and in other ways, just practicing this positivity, this confidence, this calm through breathing, and this determination. Calm, confident, optimistic, and determined. Calm, confident, optimistic, and determined. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And when I reach the count of 5, you'll open your eyes, feeling energized and determined. You'll feel much better from this pleasant hypnotic experience. Relaxed, confident, determined, and calm. And now I'll count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes and return to the room around you. 1, 2, 3. Becoming more aware, more alert. 4, and 5. You can open your eyes and return to the room around you.